Hey everyone, Avery Hard here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Self-compassion and mental health recovery. Ever feel like you're tripping over your own 2 feet when trying to get back on track? You know that feeling when even the smallest setback feels like a monumental failure? Listen, it happens to the best of us. Life throws curveballs, we stumble, and sometimes we beat ourselves up about it. But here's the thing. Recovery isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to yourself along the way. Think of it like this: would you be as harsh on a good friend struggling through something tough? Probably not, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a warm cup of cocoa. So why do we often treat ourselves with less kindness when we're going through our own challenges? Self-compassion is like that warm cocoa for your soul. It nourishes you, helps you cope, and reminds you that you're worthy of love and support, especially during tough times. Now, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about striking a balance between recognizing your struggles and treating yourself with the same care and understanding you'd offer to someone you deeply love. It's about acknowledging that setbacks are part of the journey, not failures that define you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your recovery. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. Life isn't a flawless performance, it's a messy, beautiful journey with its share of ups and downs. Accept that you're human, with all the imperfections that come with it. Remember, even the most successful people have faced their fair share of struggles. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a step back. Pay attention to your breath, notice your surroundings, and acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your inner critic. It allows you to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. 3. Talk to yourself like a friend. Would you say mean things to your best friend who's going through a tough time? Probably not. So why do we sometimes talk to ourselves that way? Challenge those negative self-talk patterns. Replace harsh criticisms with words of kindness, encouragement, and understanding. 4. Focus on your strengths. We often dwell on our weaknesses, but remember, everyone has unique strengths and talents. Take some time to acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small. Celebrate what you're good at and use those strengths to build your confidence and resilience. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or joining a support group can be incredibly helpful. Sharing your experiences and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with anxiety for months. She's constantly bombarded by negative thoughts, feeling overwhelmed and stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. But then she starts practicing self-compassion. Instead of beating herself up for her anxieties, she acknowledges them with kindness, saying to herself, "It's okay to feel anxious, it's part of being human." She reminds herself of her strengths and accomplishments, focusing on the things that make her unique and valuable. Sarah also starts talking to a therapist who provides support and guidance. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to shift her perspective. She starts treating herself with the same kindness and understanding she would offer a dear friend. Her anxieties don't magically disappear, but she learns to navigate them with more grace and resilience. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to heal, grow, and become more resilient in the face of challenges. This journey is about progress, not perfection. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that you are worthy of love, support, and kindness, especially from yourself. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of self-compassion together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.